All right, live through BBS Radio Online. Good evening. My name is Gijs Minderhout, located in California, in the town of Megalia. It is Wednesday, December the 28th, 2016. I welcome you. We're a few minutes early. Thank you, BBS, for having us worldwide live. You make it possible for us. Our host, Winfrey, will be here shortly. And as usual, on the Wednesday evening, we have the You Got Questions, We Have Answers call as to where you submit questions per email. Good evening and welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Good evening, Heist. This is May from Concord.
Hello, May. Welcome. And somebody else joined in. Welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
It is Wynn.
Hello, Wynn. Good evening to you.
Good evening to you.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you for your kind Christmas mail. I'm smelling it right now, this page.
You're welcome.
Very kind.
Oh, well.
He doesn't want to know that he's kind. He wants to know if you feel better because he sent it. Am I right, Wynn?
I'm trying to express myself feeling very good about it.
Well, that's what I want. Express your feelings.
Yes.
Well, if we feel that you're awesome, that's our feeling.
Well, talk about it to each other. I don't need to hear it.
That's absolutely true.
Have you heard from Ariel?
No.
Blessings be with her. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say a name and location.
Sally, Washington State.
Hello, Sally. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
And by the way, the thing we sent highs, we sent a lot of them out. And if you didn't get one, it's because we don't like you. It's because you didn't ask, all right? If you just reply to this email and send me one of these things, we charged him with really positive energy. But we don't have to try to do that. It just happens because we're so kind, okay? But don't be afraid to ask because they're nice.
All right, more people joined in. Welcome to the call. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jeannie in Citrus Heights, California.
Hello, Jeannie. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone. It's Prudence in North Carolina.
Prudence, I welcome you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Hey, Bob from Chico.
Hey, my brother Bob. How are you doing?
Good. Getting better. Thank you. I'm curious. Is the talk with Joshua going to be... That was on the 24th. Is that recorded and we can listen to it?
Yes, if you go to the email and sign up for it to get the recording.
How do you sign up for it?
There was a link in the email we sent you, okay?
I have not gotten any emails from you, Wynn.
Oh.
I just sent you a couple there, and I want to thank you from deep in the heart for the wonderful love gift from you and Terry that we just got today.
Well, don't tell everybody, because then everybody will want one.
I wasn't trying to do that, damn it, and that's why. Anyway, check your email.
I mean, you're special, okay?
I was hating. Oh, I opened a can of worms.
Too. What is it?
Oh, God.
you have to email. If you want to be special, you have to email me your address, okay?
Well, you got three. I just sent you three emails not even 5 minutes ago.
All right.
Uh-huh. God, you're here early. This is a surprise.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to make up for Terry. Okay. Terry, you're not here yet, are you?
There he is. Good evening, Terry.
Hi. Hello.
We were not talking about you, my dear. But no,
we're we were just talking about you, Terry, and everybody is saying how much they like the present. And I said, we were only sending those to people we liked. Okay.
Oh, no.
Thank you very much, Terry. You're in my living room now. All right. Buns of things we had in the last few minutes. I welcome you all. And if you want to, please feel free to say your name and location.
Hi, it's Michelle in Cambria.
Michelle, I welcome you.
Hi, thanks a lot.
Hi,
Michelle,
hi.
Michelle, did you get a present from us?
I did. Thank you so much. I love it.
Another special one.
It was lovely.
More people who joined in?
Yeah. Keyshawn from Florida.
Welcome to the call. Anyone else?
Who is that from Florida?
It's Keyshawn.
Keyshawn. Hi, Keyshawn.
Hey, what's up?
You had a question for tonight, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but I want to say it's awesome to be here with you guys. And I feel the good energy already. I just got here.
Great.
Very cool.
Well, it's nice to hear the voice that's attached to the emails you send me, okay?
Cool, yeah. It's good to hear you guys live.
Did you hear the Christmas Eve thing we did?
No, I didn't catch it, actually. I just saw the email we sent out like a few minutes ago.
Okay. Well, you know, I didn't announce it. I said I'm going to send another email out, and I'll put it in the subject line. It was a little scary. Put it in the subject line. Okay. You know, I have to dance on the edge. Okay, because what we do is so far out, the average person wouldn't believe it, and even I wake up saying, "I'm not sure I believe this." but we had a conversation on Christmas Eve with a voice that identified itself as Jesus, Yeshua, okay? And I got a feeling it really was, okay? And so if you didn't get it, it's in one of your emails, and you're supposed to make a donation between $5 and $20. But if someone can't afford $5, if they can't afford even $5, you email Terry, she'll send it to you for free. Nobody should. If you want, you can make your donation after you listen, okay?
When?
Yeah.
When? I did register, but I still don't know how to get the audio for the... Yeah, I was there on Christmas Eve, but I still don't know how to get the audio for it.
I should have sent it. I did, you know... when did you register? Did you hear the live event?
Yeah, I was there. I was on it.
Okay.
On the live event.
I theoretically, I sent an email to everyone on the live event with the audio. Okay.
I didn't get it, but also, I didn't get an email. You know how your thing said after you pay, the thing comes up with the access number and the PIN number and all that. I got that.
Okay.
And then it said, keep this on your screen. You should be getting an email with this access this access information in it also.
Did you
check this on your screen just in case it doesn't come through. Well, the email never came through, but I did use the access information on the website that came up after I paid.
I was smart to do that. I said,
maybe it didn't register that I paid or something like that.
No, I'm sure it did. You wouldn't have gotten that screen. Did you check out your spam folder?
Let's see. Did I check it recently? I don't know. Hold on one second. Yeah, there's nothing from you in there.
Okay, one more thing. Are you on Gmail?
No.
Okay.
I have AOL.
AOL. Well, in that case, I don't know how to fix that, okay? If you're not...
So
you
I just send you an email at Book Talk and...
Yeah, send an email at Book Talk and Terry will send it right to you, okay?
Okay.
Say when?
Yeah.
I know when I was fooling around with that, trying to listen to it, the email, when I clicked the download, it said, this link expires in 15 seconds, 14 seconds, and like a clock was ticking down. So I got nervous and I clicked it, but I guess that was my one shot in. Just a heads up.
Well, if you look at the email that I sent you, that you received, okay, just send an email to Terry, okay, and just say, send me the link, okay, and we'll send you the direct link, and it's not going through our shopping cart. Okay?
Okay, thanks.
You should have gotten an email with the direct link anyway, okay? You should have. But...
That somehow didn't come through with me, but...
Yeah. You know, it's one of those problems that, in general, I can't rectify it, okay? Because I know we send something... But I can't control whether you get it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you could have some kind of spam blocker. Maybe the FBI is blocking our emails from some people. You know, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if they do things like that. And as we get bigger, you know, there's even more chance of that happening, okay? Because... I try not to be too controversial, okay? But, you know, you have to lift the rug up to see what's under it. And then it gets controversial. But in any case, let me see if we got any last-minute questions in.
Thank you for the gift.
Well, you must be on our good side.
I hope so.
We only send those gifts to people that are going to heaven.
Yay.
Yeah, thank you, Ben. It's most appropriate for me.
Sweet. Thank you so much.
Who's that, Chris?
Yeah.
Well, I made an exception in your case, Chris.
Oh, that was just me. Okay. Well, thank you. I've already used it.
You've been an exception for a long time. So.
Mm-hmm. It is my birthday. Also, that was a nice birthday gift.
That was nice. Did you get it on your birthday?
Yeah, I got it today.
Oh, okay. Needless to say, we didn't get it out before Christmas. And hurry up. If you didn't get one, ask us, because that way at least you might get it before New Year's.
Maybe.
If you're lucky.
Email.
Pardon me?
I already tested my smoke alarm with it.
You did? Okay. Now you're going to make everybody really curious, huh?
Oh, that is great. I love it.
I didn't get one.
All right. All right, I'm going to tell myself, when you're awesome. Okay? Don't bother, okay? You know, one of the biggest spiritual lessons, and it took me a while to learn this. It took me a while to learn this, like probably lifetimes, okay? But one of the biggest, the two biggest principles of spirit, one of them is acceptance. Accepting everything, letting everything flow around you, okay? And the other one is et cetera, that no matter what you did or whatever happened, that was
it's already passed, so forget it, okay? So I think that's why I just kind of reject compliments, because probably I spent lifetimes hoping that I got compliments and people liked me. And then you get hooked into pleasing the crowd, you know? And probably what makes us endearing is that we please you without trying to please you, okay? Or without, like, you know, being, what's the word for that? Terry?
Propitiation?
What is it?
Propitiation?
I think that might be one word, propitiation, or patronizing. Patronizing.
Sincere.
Huh?
Sincere.
Sincere?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying it's so easy to end up, I mean, it isn't easy for me now, okay? Because I can't do it now. I can't consciously do something to make somebody like me, okay? As much as I try. And most of what we are a good portion of what we do, we're not even doing. We're getting all this help from the other realms, okay? And they just kind of ride on what we do. And as long as we keep our energy kind of pure, or even more than keeping our energy pure, because, you know, energy goes up and down. It's like intention pure. As long as this is just as true for you as it is for me. The more you test this, you'll see that it works. If you just assume that they are paying attention to you, if you feel energy on these calls, and just assume they're paying attention to you, and that whatever you do, they're going to, you know, you keep doing things and asking, okay, put your energy on it. It's like, help me out with this. And you find they really do. They give you help. And it'll always be somewhat of a mystery because they don't want you to, they're worse than me. You know, oh, the Elohim are so awesome. They somebody got that. You know, it's like they're not doing it to be awesome, okay? They're doing it because they created, I mean, this is me speaking for them, okay? So I'll just give you my opinion. No, I'll give you my opinion, okay? They're doing it because they created this realm, and there's a lot of suffering in it, and I think they would do anything.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
For whatever reason, that's what you're surprised. Okay, they would do anything to help alleviate suffering in this realm, and because they honor free will, it has to be co-creative. So somebody has to ask, somebody has to reach, and they have to reach not as a game. Okay, all right, come on, do this for me. I want to see. Make me win the lottery tomorrow. Come on, I want to see if you're real. You know, it won't work that way. But so many people have had the experience of either the Elohim or the Ra or higher angelic forces working through the energies of this group. And, you know, I've observed it long enough to see how it works. And so many of you guys coming into these calls, you know,
It's pretty amazing. It's a pretty amazing thing we're doing. And we have to move. Hi? You didn't have another miracle, did you?
No, not a miracle, but nice synchronicity that, you know, we need to leave. We need to be out of this house over here January the 23rd, and we've been looking for a few months now for a house, and nothing we liked. And suddenly I put on the healing list, and yesterday we ran into a great house where we will move into.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the damn healing list works. I shouldn't call it the damn healing list. I should call it. That's an oxymoron. But, you know, years ago, when I started to, you know, get, man, I think these guys are for real. I said that to myself. I said, I think they're for real. And then I said, man, how do you gift this to other people to have a source like that that is working in a very personal way with the people that make a connection? And so I asked them, I said, could I just make a special email account that you guys would read? And they said I could. But I thought people would think it was too crazy. I didn't do it. So then we started our healing list. That was like the same idea, right? And, you know, one of the things they told Terry, they've been telling Terry, is, you know, Terry has a lot of personal healing power. And she knows it works, and she sits around and prays for people. Even people we hear on the line, you don't even know it, but she just picks it up and starts praying. And sometimes she puts too much of herself into it, and she processes too much energy from people. And then she gets really tired, or she's working on earthquakes, you know. And you really can't tell that to people, because we'd even be crazier than we are. All right? So forget that I said that. Okay.
It's true.
It's true, right? And, you know, somebody told me today that, you know, people are getting bored, Wynn, with you telling your story, okay? It's like, it doesn't matter what I do. They're not getting it. I mean, we're being entertaining now, but I don't have to be entertaining. You're still there. It's like entertaining maybe helps get people's conscious mind out of the way so their energy can come in, like telling a joke before whole planet healing, okay? But, you know, that's just off to the side. But we can do it. For some people, it helps bring the energy in. And even for me, on a bad day, it helps bring the energy in, okay? And we all can look forward to Terry's blonde joke. Because of all people telling a joke, Terry brings the energy in when she tells her jokes, okay? Did you know that, Terry?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. Because believe it or not, and she can still be doing all of this and still feel unworthy. Can you believe that? And even I can feel unworthy. Terry gets more unworthy than me. Because she has all these lifetimes of being misunderstood in this realm. And probably I do too. So this is really a very special thing that we've created this group where we can manifest these gifts so transparently, okay? And that so many of you are getting it. If you're not getting it yet, it's because we didn't send you a present. So hurry up and ask for the present, okay? We
we're even paying the postage. Okay. Well, let me see. How many people are on this line? Probably. Do we have anybody on this line for the very first time that's never been on a Wednesday call?
First time today.
Third time today?
First time today.
So, here's a little secret, and I'm just going to tell you guys. I think somebody's talking. Were they talking to
you? It's Saudi Arabia, I guess.
Yeah,
exactly.
FBI.
Just give me the baby.
So, it's like, you know, the Elohim is so happy to get energy into this realm. And, you know, one of the things that I learned about 5 years ago, when we were desperate for a way to make money, okay, is we started doing the pendants. And, you know, when you do business, I have the feeling that most things don't work. And even when you have a good idea, it's like you have to figure out how to make it work. I mean, there are so many products out there that are even really good, but no one's figured out how to market them. And so I had the idea of putting pendants in stores. Right? So, you know, we put the pendants, you all probably heard the story, we put the pendants in the health suits, but now somebody's going to complain, oh, there's Lynn telling his stories again. We put the pendants in the health food store, the health food store in Sedona, and they were selling off the rack, and the guy was telling me, what are you doing with these pendants, right? I mean, people are muscle testing them. They're doing all this stuff, and they kept selling and selling. And and then, well, I thought it was amazing that they were selling so well. And then we put them in another store in Sedona, our second store. And people were walking. In this particular store, it was a father and a son. And the son took the pendants, and the father said, what'd you take those for? They're not going to sell, right? And so, well, I put them on consignment. We didn't sell it to them. So they put the display up on their counter, and they were selling like crazy. And then one day, probably about 6 weeks later, I walked in, and the father had this little office in the back of the store. And he would look out at the store and observe things. And I came in to bring some more pendants in. And he said, Lynn, I can't believe this. People walk into the store and they walk right up to your display. I said, how are you doing that? And a light went off in my head. It was like,
wow.
They're helping me, okay?
That's cool.
And of course, we're working so hard and doing. It's not their work; it's our work. But you know, consciously understanding what we're doing. And I said, "Why wouldn't they help?" Okay, it's like they couldn't help us win the lottery or the horse races. But they could make the pendant stuff glow. And it's like, it's been that way ever since. You know, we have stores telling us it's like the best-selling product of the store, right? And, you know, we got an email today from somebody. And this was not to me. This is to this one lady that sold it recently on her own email list. And she is an affiliate, so she gets a percentage. And she has a really big list, and she's made thousands of dollars from us. So she got an email from somebody so grateful to you for offering these. I was reluctant to try them because I had one before that did nothing. These guys really have some mojo. little does she know. Really helping me feel better and stronger. Definitely decreasing inflammation in less than a week. I hang it over weak areas of my 15-year-old dog for a couple of minutes, and she loves it. She starts twitching, then she falls asleep and wakes up energized. Wow, wow, wow. Can't thank you enough, okay? So it's like, you know, I went to ask them, are you guys helping? And they said, please don't tell anybody. So that's why I said, you guys...
Ben, do we have some important questions tonight?
Oh, yeah. That's right, we have questions. Okay.
May I bring a bit of news? May I bring a little bit of news?
Yeah, go ahead.
I just got the news. Debbie Reynolds just left to be with her daughter.
Oh, my God.
She did.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? John Cibarrasso asked a question about that, or made a request, and I'll put Debbie Reynolds in as well, okay?
The queens of the four people
in this world.
John said, could we talk to Carrie Fisher?
No, I asked if you could ask Terry to guide her, you know, into the light, you know, help her, you know, make it, you know, through the other side to heaven. That's all I asked for.
Okay, well, it's not Terry that does that. It's the Elohim that does that, usually, okay? Usually, okay? But,
boy, well,
you know,
if Terry
happens to know somebody personally...
I asked if Terry could help. And, you
well,
know,
Terry doesn't know her personally.
Okay.
Listen, John, let's get started, okay?
Did you start the recording yet?
No, I'm going to start it. Okay, here we go. I'm waiting for you to be quiet.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves. All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves. This conference is being recorded.
Hey, this is December 28th, 2016. Wynn and Terry in Sedona, everybody everywhere. And we have questions tonight. And I know Terry isn't ready, but I have to double check to see if she's unmuted. Are you there, Terry?
Yeah, I gotta stop doing customer service.
Well, stop doing customer service. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light. Surround and protect Terry, myself, and everyone on this line. And any negativity, be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. Right now, we invoke a group energy connection with everyone present and while maintaining the sovereign integrity of your souls. We invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protective energy that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, this is Ra'an. And we greet you in the love light of one infinite creator. We take a moment and we look over the area. And we see the different energies that are moving, and we bring the light to the earth and the people. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. This is from Julius in Fairfield, California. Can the sources talk about incoming energies of 2017? I feel encouraging energy leading into the new year and was wondering if another shift is underway. Thank you, Julius.
Thank you. We look at the different energies that are affecting the areas, even the areas around where you live. And we see that these energies bring hope, bring reconciliation. Christmas is always a beautiful time of year when people get into the spirit of giving. People think of their families and relatives and friends, and to pay more attention to it at this time of year. So these energies are moving in a very big way across your continent. One can latch on to these energies and can take refuge in the energies rather than moving into detrimental energies and focusing on it and trying to correct the detrimental energies from inside out, which does not work. The new energies can be focused on, and like the candle in the wind, be made to burn a bit brighter. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's see. This is from Keshwin, who's on the line tonight. And his question is there a way to activate the higher density bodies within third density and still infringe on free will? Now, the question is a little bit confusing to me, okay? Because when you act, we can answer both questions, so I'll probably get his answer. But when he says activating higher density bodies with a third density and infringe on free will, does that mean by activating the higher density bodies, one would have a tendency to infringe on free will? Or does it mean by activating higher density bodies, your free will might be infringed on? But let me say, for my own answer here, which I'll give, is that from my understanding, from the raw material, that negative or service to self goes up to fifth density. It gets less predominant in fifth density. It goes down the higher the density you get, but there's still aspects of service to self. And you can be sure that they will be very powerful. Service to self at fifth density would be extremely powerful. So if somebody starts to activate higher density bodies, and let's just say you start activating your fifth density body, and you happen to be service to self in a body, then it gives you a lot of power to be more service to self. When you have, you know, since higher density exists, since service to self exists in fourth density, fifth, and fifth density, and it might even go over a little bit into sixth density. I'm not sure. I can't remember. But certainly fourth and fifth. Then if someone activates that, what do you think all these occult people do with all their secret ceremonies and whatever? They're trying to activate higher density stuff so they can have more power, okay? That's why they're doing it. And you can also, by calling in higher density stuff, you can also, if you're not very firm in your intent and in the way you call it in other words, you have to demand for the highest good of all concerned and honoring free will, or you can demand only the law of one, beings that honor the law of one, and you can ask for the Christ energy, and if Jesus, you have a connection with Jesus, you can ask that they come in the name of Jesus, whatever. They're all the same thing. It's different ways of saying the same thing. But you have to be intent. You have to be sure your intent is clear. Because, basically, if it isn't, you risk getting the wrong sources, okay? And sometimes we have things from our past lives that are still embedded in us that could attract the wrong thing. That's why when we do our daily whole planet healing session, which I highly recommend if you're not coming to it, wholeplanethealing.com, we are been had no complaints about people getting any negative entities up till now as a result of being there. Because we so carefully work the energy to keep it pure, okay? So that's my answer to that question. And I'll turn it over to our sources. And thank you.
Thank you. When a prayer is made, we only back up the prayer or lend our energy to the situation if it honors free will. Therefore, sometimes when miracles are asked for, they do not happen because all of the participants in bringing a miracle together need to agree, and it cannot affect someone adversely according to their free will. So free will is like a gateway for proceed ahead. If somebody is working under their own steam and their own energy to bring about something that does not honor free will, for instance, a witch's spell to make someone fall in love with them, then we do not lend our energy to that. The activation of the spell may take over someone's free will, and they may not even know it's taken over. But we are very careful when we lend our energies toward the bringing of a result, that it honors the free will of all involved. We hope that this shed some light on your question.
Thank you. I would like to ask a question related to that. And let's suppose someone is looking for a job, and then they're dealing with big self-worth issues, and that they're supposed to develop their self-worth, because as they develop that, they become worthy of attracting something to them. But prior to having their self-worth and they're asking for something, would it be a detrimental to help them get a job at that point when they're putting out in their own matrix a lack of worthiness?
They have to honor that, because this is the part of the lessons that they need to learn, that for whatever reason they feel that they aren't worthwhile, they need to work on that, to forgive themselves. It is not us that is in control. It is the individual that is in control and is making his way. And if they have a self-worth issue, then it is their own source, their own energy that is put into this, and we cannot rescind that. It is possible to get a job anyway, however, and it is possible for the individual to forgive themselves and to give themselves a talk, self-worth talk every day, that they are worth it and that people will recognize their worth.
Thank you. And I use the example of a job, but there's many things that people draw into themselves, like disease, like relationships. And on some level, if they want those things to shift, they have to stop creating them, which is easier said than done. I know that. But nonetheless, we are creating ourselves. And so you have to get into the core of the part of you that's creating you. And when you do, you can shift that, and the creation can come out differently. And that you can, you know, you'll get sources from higher dimensions helping. But it's very, I won't even say it's hard. It seems to me, if you are inherently creating something, part of your lesson is to learn how to not create it. And if something else comes in and takes that away from you, you don't learn the lesson. You're just at the effect of worshiping some outside source that temporarily fixed you, but you will recreate it until you learn how not to do that. And you want to make a comment on that?
We allow free will. Individuals have the free will to believe what it is that they believe and the reasons why they believe it. And the lesson will burn there until they get the lesson that is put before them.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And John Ciborowski, I mentioned that Carrie Fisher passed away on Tuesday morning, and somebody else said that Debbie Reynolds passed away today, okay? And so he asks if you can help. He asked about Carrie Fisher, and I'll just include Debbie Reynolds. Cross over into the light. And so Carrie Fisher can make it to the heaven realms. And do you want to make any comment on that?
Yes. The individual, the two individuals involved are working on the other side now together to heal, to move in their own time and in their own way together. It is not something that an outsider need worry about. They are together and have it under their own control.
Thank you. Next question is from Valerie in Livermore. And her question is, who am I talking to in my sleep? My friend recorded me after I started talking about Master 35. He asked me who I was talking to, and I replied, myself. And he asked what you were talking about, and I said something like, she is very powerful, and that she shares her power, too. Anyway, can you give any feedback on this? Let me know what's going on. Who is Master 35? And thank you for sharing all that you do with Love Light.
Thank you. There is an aspect of yourself that is a master. And when you are sleeping, the Master 35 aspect is a teacher and can come in and can help to review issues, to bring wisdom. It is a friend. Thank you.
Thank you. And it's 7:49. I think we have one more question we'll get to. Keep in mind, all of you, that if I didn't get to your question one particular week, you're welcome to ask it again. Oftentimes, we get too many questions to deal with, but the people that have a high intent to getting their question answered will keep asking it, okay? And we'll get to it, all right? Let's see, the next question is from Bonnie, okay? Now, Bonnie, it's not always good to know if you were someone famous, okay? I mean, it screws you up because you start overly identifying with that. And it was a previous lifetime. And as I have come to understand, it's the same soul that keeps coming in. It may not even be the same soul. It may be more complicated than that. Some people say it is. And they say that, you know, one lifetime, the soul can separate into a number of people. And other people can tune into that soul and start bringing it in. Well, I haven't asked all the questions to get down my confidence in any kind of answer. But I do know that when it's the same, when people look so similar, like Wilcock and Casey, it's certainly a very strong indication of a past life connection. So I'll ask your question, and then we'll let them go for it. I'm sure you get this often, but I thought I might try. Was I ever anyone famous or someone who I might be able to look up? Or I have read somewhere that there is a seniority system of incarnation, placing those whose chances of using life experiences to achieve ascension at the front of the line. Could you share something about this? Thank you for the opportunity. And I just want to say, the way you phrased that question, it sounds as if someone else is manipulating the whole reincarnation process. And I'm not sure that's true. I think each individual soul, by their own intent to want to have a body, stands the chance of having one, okay? And it's, you know, it's not like there's a Elohim or saying, well, let's give Terry another chance to get it right, or win another chance to get it right. It's that we are choosing ourselves, our intent, to bring ourselves back into this realm. That's my thought about it, and our sources can clarify it, but was Bonnie ever anybody famous or someone who she can look up?
She was somebody famous before she came to this planet. She was well known and revered and looked up to. Whether one is famous or not, they have their goals and their intent that they are attempting to bring through. And this can bring them fame. Another way for fame is to fall into it through birth. We do not see that in the earth realm she had the magnitude and stature of fame that she had on another planet. Yet, all of the gifts that she brought to that life she still has, and she brings to this life in a varying way, depending upon the circumstances. We see that there are memories that have not yet been developed and looked at of lifetimes in this realm, on the earth realm, where she was outstanding in her area of influence. Those memories are with her and can be developed through dreams, remembering your dreams, and in your leanings towards your daily activities. So we suggest that as far as the earth form goes, to develop your own memories and see how they fit in with your past, which is remembered more and more as one is open to it.
A quick question on that. I'm sure she's probably thinking this. If you don't want to answer, okay. Or if it's not in her highest good to know, okay. But what quality did she exude in the lifetime in the other planet that she was famous for?
Was a male lifetime, and she was a expert, an opinion leader in the area of space travel, and her job was in the area of space travel, and she worked with the government, and she was a leader, an opinion leader, bringing forth knowledge to her planet about other civilizations and in the area of connection with other races.
Thank you. Okay. 7:57, we're going to go over to a whole planet healing call line. And the phone number, if you don't know it, is 712-770-4340. 250-513. And if you didn't get that, you can go to wholeplanethealing.com, and the number is on that website. And thank you all for being here, and we'll see some of you in just a moment.
Your conference recording has stopped.